Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good afternoon. Sorry, we got a little technical difficulty here starting the show. We're trying to mimic the Bears. That's what we're doing here.
You're doing a great job. The bumbling and stumbling and fumbling we saw.
There's 1:33 to go here. Bad. Never say die. They're only down 31-3.
Well, yeah, but they just threw a pick.
It's over now?
Over. Yes.
It's over now?
Okay. Right. And you know what, folks? Every week we ask you to call in and we ask you to tune in. And I'll be honest with you. I mean, this was hard to watch. It was all we could do to stay in the conference room. The three things about this is, you know, on one hand, you know, all this psyche of, oh, we're getting better and we're making progress and we're close and we're doing this. Fox, it has to go. And if you really need any more indication of the contrast between a well-coached organization and a bunch of fumble bums, all you had to do is watch today. Every time I saw a shot on the sideline of the Philadelphia Eagle head coach, Doug Peterson, he had a play chart in his hand. He was going over the plays with his quarterback, contemplating the next series and how to go about taking us apart. And what was Fox doing? Fumbling with his headphone once again. I've had enough.
It's Hamp and OB with Kaz. It's presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. It's
3-1. You can't help laugh. That's right. I mean, it's like he's listening to the head. Here's the problem, too. And I know we're waiting because you're going to explode. But here's what it is. Today, you know, nobody thought the Bears were going to go into Philly and beat them. But
thought they were going to show up.
Well, yeah. Well, that was the amazing part. We did show up. But we were looking, if you're a fan or if you're just trying to watch to see if there is progress, like they try to sell everybody on.
Right.
You want to see adjustments by coaches during the game. You want to see players play smarter, not make mistakes, not get penalties. You want to see a defense that's still flying around, and there are adjustments against the best scoring offense right now in the last couple of weeks. None of those things happened, and that's what's frustrating, and that's what Dan's talking about. This is a poorly coached team, and their players are getting worse, not better.
How about a first down in the first half?
No, zero.
Zero.
How's that?
It was 16 to nothing. And, hey, folks, you know, really, this is embarrassing. And we all hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. Unfortunately, it looks like the Bears had too good a time because nobody showed up wanting to play the game of football. And ultimately, week after week, we try to establish the game rules of where are we going, and is this the group to get us where we want to go? And we have been saying in an adamant fashion since last year, get this fool Fox out of here, and hopefully today, zero first down, 0 points, zero threat, zero anything productive has to be Exhibit A in the getting rid of this bum.
Did that ever happen for either of you? No.
I don't even understand that.
Back in the day in the 60s, where our offense sometimes had a little difficulty putting points on the board.
But not one first down in a first half. Did you ever do that?
I'm going to tell you something. I'm sure it's happened somewhere in the National Football League, okay? I couldn't tell you what decade or who the team was. But in the 11th game, to not even get one first down, that defies the word impossible. Now, let's just look at this for a second. Folks, there are so many things. Only thing positive I could say, they're called the Chicago Bears. That's it. Listen, second quarter, we're on, I think, somewhere's around on the 40-yard line, somewhere around there. It's third down and 18. We have the ball. It's third down and 18. This is when you get anywhere on your opponent's inside their 50, the 48, 45, 42, you go for the ball. You go for the end zone, okay? So it's third and 18, and what do they call for? A 14-yard pass in route, okay? Missed the field goal. Third quarter with about 8:45 to go. It's third and 20, and we throw, I think, an up and out, Glenn, an up and out
like
for 15 yards, and we're on the 44-yard line. They're 44, and we throw a five-yard short pass of a first down. We don't even try to score, and we won three games out of 11. You know, I'm going to tell you something. Folks, I'm telling you, what's going on here, and I've been involved with this team like forever, watching them, played for them, what, however you want to call it. This is beyond believable. Coaching staff, they're clueless. We got defensive back coach. You ever watch our defensive backs coach tackle today, folks? Did you watch them last week, the week before, the week before? They don't tackle. They throw rolling blocks. Last time I checked, football players have two arms, two legs, two feet, and half a brain, I believe. And they come, what do, Glenn? They come and they throw a rolling block. You got receivers. We can't, folks, this is so frustrating. I'm beyond aggravated. There's so many things wrong that they did today for four quarters. And we're the Chicago Bears, the footing and the foundation of the National Football League. And we go out there and we're the ship of fools. We're a bunch of clowns. And it's enough already. And by the way, forget about Fox. That guy Pace, that general manager, he better be on that same boat out of town, that knucklehead.
And here's – so what people understand, too, on the rolling block, it's where you come up and you dive and you throw your shoulder down into the ground. And it just – you know, because some people say, well, what's a rolling block? Well, that's what it is. Now, that's a great block for a lineman or an offensive player.
Yeah,
but for a defensive receiver. Guy, it's the worst thing in the world to do because you can't see. You're lowering your head and you're throwing – turning your shoulder and you're putting your arms down by your side, basically. So what Ed's pointing out is you can't tackle that way. You have zero chance to tackle.
And not only that, you had the chance for friendly fire, putting your own players
right
in the hospital like that was done last week by Kyle Fuller when he took out Leonard Floyd. And, you know, trust me, folks, hey, you know, the defense, okay, they gave up 31. We're not going to throw them under the bus just so quickly because they were out there with an offense complete without a threat. And so all day long they were, you know, trying to grab grass and try to find a way to stay on the field. All I can tell you is this. It is high time that this team has to signal a decision has been made on the fate and future of the fool, John Fox, because now I'm seeing players starting to dog it and take shortcuts. And guess what? Our little hotshot quarterback, he's going the other way. He is nowhere near as accurate and decisive as he was a month ago. And that is the tell of the tape. When your quarterback starts going the other way, man, you better start thinking how to change it.
Happen will be sponsored by Parent Petroleum as we get going here. 312-981-7200. The Bears, by the way, rushed today for 6 yards. They threw for 134. That's a total of 140. And yards per play, OB, you love that stat, 2.9. None of that is surprising when you score 3 points.
They passed for 27 yards the first half, ran for six, passed for 27 yards. Let's real quickly talk about Trubisky. I couldn't believe that they gave up an entire draft and moved up a notch to get him from third to second, okay? When he was not rated the number one quarterback, Mahomes from Texas Tech was. Now, this kid, and if you people that really watch the game, watch Trubisky when he throws the ball. Where is he throwing it? Does he hit him on the are receivers on the numbers in stride? Where is it thrown? Watch. Over their heads and behind them.
High
every
and behind.
Time, Glenn,
high and
please
behind.
Jump in
yep.
on this.
No,
every
you're right.
time, high and behind them. That's not how you throw the football in the 11th game of your National Football League career. So you got to look at his coaches. Folks, this game today.
I'm telling you, it's the meltdown. It is.
I'm so damn frustrated. I can't even find words. How pathetic can they be? How pathetic, coach, can they be and have these kids? They don't know how to tackle. They don't know how to catch a ball. And by the way, Trubisky, when he started playing in the last exhibition game, in a couple games, and everybody's thinking, oh, my God, look what we got here. Look at his escapability. Look at him run. He can throw on the run. He can do this. He can do that. Well, I'll tell you what. When the gun went off to start the season, Take a look at him when he started. I think it was either a fourth or the fifth game into now. And you tell me that that's somebody you're going to give up an entire draft for and move up a notch. You tell me, folks.
I mean, I've been saying it for a while. You watch what Deshaun Watson was doing down in Houston, and I know he's got a lot more weapons, but you compare that guy to Mitchell Trubisky, and you line them both up. One dude has been a four-year starter, winning national championships, and you're going to draft the guy who sat for a couple of years, played, had 13 starts because you're the smartest guy in the room. That is a big-time leap.
Hey, it's the same guy that drafted Kevin White who has has poured nothing out. And at the end of the day, again, what you thought you had, it's going the other way because his confidence is shattered. He's indecisive. He's questioning his reads, and now he's making bad throws. This is not going anywhere where you want it to go.
Everything that he is supposed to have, it's gone south. His running ability, his natural instincts, his ability to throw accurately on the run, fine. Playing in college, fine. Playing against a bunch of kids that are not even in this league today. And then when that gun goes off again on the first game and when he finally came in, all that time. Listen, we drafted this kid back in the spring. Like all of a sudden he got here 3 weeks ago. He should know what's going on. He should know, the offensive coordinator. When this kid comes in, this is our game plan.
And Dan, you pointed something out today and you bring it up about Cohen. And this is the tall tale that, you know, this is the final exhibit, right? I mean, because this is as it gets.
This is a dagger in the heart of any coaching staff that here we are days away from the month of December. We are essentially played 11 games in the NFL, and one of your players had the honesty, and Tariq Cohen was asked, why weren't you in on the two-minute drill last week when we're trying to come back and tie Detroit or win? Remember, Barth missed the field goal. But Tariq Cohen, our so-called home run hitter, isn't even on the field. And he basically admitted he doesn't know the two-minute offense.
Two-minute drill.
The two-minute offense.
Yeah, well, offense drill.
Which is,
right.
We have to move and score. Why wouldn't you? That would be the first thing I would teach my most dangerous weapon. Do you not think? But unfortunately, in the back-assward world of John Fox, he doesn't even know it, and it's Thanksgiving. That, if nothing else, George McKesky, look at the facts. The kid said it. I didn't say it. That is a coaching staff that is so completely ill-prepared to be a professional staff. You tell me they deserve another week on the job.
Just looking at that situation, Daniel, and you couldn't be more right. How the hell is it that you have a running backs coach, an offensive coordinator, and before you go to your first game, that two-minute drill, that goal line offense, you've got it. Everybody's got it down. You know what you're going to do. To come into, when Dan said the 11th game, folks, you just got to understand what Dan Hampton just said again. I am telling you, that is cause I'd fire every one of these coaches, right?
But that's the truth. You're right, Ed.
How the hell can you have a football player on your team, an offensive back, and you mean to tell me 11th game, he doesn't know what to do in a two-minute drill? There are no words for this.
It's incomprehensible.
Ignorance.
312-981-7200. We got to take a quick timeout, but your phone calls are welcome here. And remember to play ball and celebrate the Cubs with team memorabilia, exclusive books, and so much more. Visit ChicagoTribuneStore.com today. Eagles all over the Bears, 31-3 as the Bears fall to a robust 3-8 on the year.
Halt 1 second.
Yes.
By the way, George McKesky, when you get rid of Fox, make sure there's room on that bus for Pace. Do not forget him. If he's a general manager, I'm a skydiver.
You're not a skydiver.
Geronimo!
720 WGN.